episode 67. This is episode 67, I think, of Stuttering is Cool. And, oh, can I use your real name or...
What?
Yeah. So now that we have that one passed, we have Heather here, also known as at HTHBR2. Did I get that right?
Close.
I think. Maybe I should let you do all the talking here. So the microphone's right there.
It's HTHRB2.
That's it.
Your turn.
Okay, actually, I'm supposed to be driving. I'm not sure if it's legal to drive and record, but yeah. So we're just on our way down to Heather's first stutter meetup. So that should be interesting. What are your thoughts in your head right now?
I don't really know. I'm kind of excited and kind of nervous. Should be fun.
Yeah. How come nervous?
It's always a little bit interesting meeting a group of new people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've never really been recorded before, so.
And you've never been recorded before, exactly. Really? So this is your first time being recorded?
Well, yeah.
Or?
Except my wedding video.
Ah, okay. Okay. And this is on the internet. Okay, maybe I should stop saying things like that so you don't say, take it off, take it off, take it off. Oh, well.
It's all good.
Now, you are in town temporarily, obviously, for a course. You're originally from Edmonton in Alberta, on the west side of the country. I just lost my train of thought. Where was I going with that? See, that's why you shouldn't record and drive at the same time. One reason that I wanted I wanted to have you on my show was one to record your thoughts on your first stutter meetup. So we'll record you again if you don't mind after the meetup. But in the meantime, I thought that we'd just spend a few minutes talking about your experiences in the military with stuttering.
Sure.
So take it away. So if you don't mind, if you could hold on to the thing, and then so that way I could concentrate on driving.
Okay. Do you have any specific questions, or should I just give a summary?
I guess you could give a summary. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've never been in the military, so I don't know what questions to ask.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's the same as any other job. You know, most people don't really care as long as you do your job well and you try hard. A lot of people take a while to get sort of comfortable with it, but everyone's pretty much willing to give you a chance. And a lot of the stuff that I did was really good for building confidence, because it's the job and the task that's important, not who's doing it. So, I mean, if it's my job, I'm gonna do it and do it to my best, so the next guy doesn't have to clean up after me. Some people actually found it kind of interesting. I had one girl on a course once follow me around, and I don't really know why, but she just was kind of hoping I'd get stuck, just so she could watch or learn or something. It was just weird.
So you had your own stalker?
Yeah, I had like a stuttering stalker. It was just bizarre, but she turned out to be okay in the end.
Oh, phew. Because otherwise, you know, we would have a major motion picture on our hands.
Yeah, it was weird.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Now, not to sound like an ignorant fool, but I probably am. You know how all the movies have those typical army scenes where the sergeant, I guess, is yelling at the individual soldier, did you ever get into trouble with your stuttering when you're trying to say, yes, sir, or whatever? Like, if the movies are accurate, I don't think they are. I'm just assuming by nature movies are not. But I guess what my real question is really, like, did you ever come into, I guess, trouble or, you know, or problems when, you know, you were trying to get something out? And if there was, like, any misunderstandings because of that or anything like that?
Yeah. I definitely stuttered, but a lot of the times when you're all formed up like that, there really isn't that much opportunity to get into trouble with it.
Oh, okay.
Being female and basically fit, I tended to get picked for parades a lot. And when you're being reviewed, a lot of the times they'll talk to, like, every third person. They just ask, you know, where you're from.
Oh, okay.
Just a couple of yes, no questions. Every time I was on parade, they stopped at me. Every time. But it was yes, no questions, so I can usually do yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, when I'm in the whole soldier mindset without too much trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I've called drill, and it's not bad because there's kind of a rhythm to it.
Oh, okay.
Except when you're passing on orders before you dismiss your troops, then that gets a bit challenging at times.
Did you ever have, I guess, for lack of a better term, but I guess it fits, like, subordination, when, like, you're giving the orders, or if you ever, you know, blocked on it, like, did that ever give them the impression, oh, please, like, I'm really going to listen to you? Like, did you ever run into that?
Not really. I was honestly a little bit worried about it, but because we're a team, they got to know me, and as you build your team, then it also builds respect. So they just waited, except the one kid who thought it was really neat, but she got over it eventually.
She showed up with a pen and a pencil.
No, you could, like, see her smile and go, woo! It's like, oh, dude, there's something wrong with you.
Did you ever ask her why?
No, I mostly just tried to stay away from her.
I remember reading, have you ever read Jody, the stuttering comic?
Oh, yeah.
His site, there was one... one blog post that he wrote, how when he was enlisting, that he was worried that his stuttering would ruin his chances of getting into the U.S. Army. I was wondering, yeah, so he just pretty much spoke as little as possible, nodding his head, yes or no. No. Did you feel that way when you enlisted? I guess this question is more like for any listeners who are thinking of joining the Army, if they stutter, if they think that that's not a, like, if that's a hindrance or anything like that. What would you, I guess what my question really is, I really should have prepared notes, would be, like, what would your advice be to stuttering potential recruits?
Just be honest about it. If you have a good attitude and you're willing to speak anyway, you'll be fine. If you're not ready to face it and say what you have to, then be honest, and maybe they can find you a quieter place to start.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I thought it was just, you know, you enter the Army and they make you go wherever they want you to go.
Right, but the recruiter gets points for success, right?
Oh, I see.
So, I mean, if it's always the best to tell the truth.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect, perfect. Anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I guess we're done. So next stop, we're going to go to the stuttering, I was about to say awareness day, but that just passed. Meetup. There we go. Okay.
Hi, Danny. This is Irvin. I just listened to your first podcast on stuttering our names, and before I had to some new ones, I thought I'd add to this one because this one was so interesting, even though it's 1:20 in the morning. The stuttering of the name is very fascinating. My personal name is Igor. It's Russian, and my American name is Irvin, so my formal name is Igor Irvin Bussell, which I've learned to say smoothly after years and years of constant practice and knowing when to pause. But much like everyone else, the introduction is always the hardest part. Someone already talked about the school, but I'm going to mention the most difficult one in high school was talking to girls. And sadly, the name that I was made fun of for was Igor, but that's the one I could smoothly say. And the name that was more Americanly accepted was Irvin, that I could not get out of my mouth, whether no matter what I did. I hope that provides a nice little insight. You can use this for later. This was more just a practice flow for me. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening.
Okay, it is 4 hours later, and we're just walking out of the meetup now. And just walking to my car. Let's just get into the car first. Hope there are no dents on the doors. And squeeze in! Here we go. So, Heather, as you put on your seatbelt... Tell me, wait, where's the microphone? There it is. Here, hold on to the, yeah. So, tell us your thoughts.
It was way... I didn't know what to expect going in, and it was pretty good. I really enjoyed myself. They were very welcoming and made me feel like one of the group right away. And I liked how everybody just talked to each other. It was really nice to see people not rushing each other or caring about getting stuck, or if you stuttered or how bad or anything like that. I'm really glad I went, because now I can't say I've never talked about my speech with other people. Well, in real life instead of just online.
So would you do this again? Well, that's a very stupid question. Would you do this again? No. If you had the chance, I guess? Or?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Not right away, yeah. I need a couple of weeks to recharge. I'm actually getting really tired.
Ah. Tired, like, tired of speaking?
Yeah, like, I'm... It was easy to talk to you guys about stuff I usually don't talk about.
Oh, okay.
But now that we're outside, it's kind of like, wow, I'm tired now.
Ah. I guess it was so much in one, like, 4 hour time span, I guess. Would it be like that, you mean?
Yeah, and 4 hours, really?
I know, the time went by. Totally flew by, which I guess is a good thing, right?
Yeah, that's really good. I can see why you like that.
Yeah. 206-339-0389 is the phone number for you to send in your audio feedback. That makes it fun to listen to. So you don't just hear the sound of my voice, you can hear your voice too. As well as my guests, just like Heather today. And I hope that you've enjoyed today's show. Thank you for staying subscribed. And thank you for new subscribers, too. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming on. And I'll have a next episode up ASAP. Ciao.